are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. Welcome to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Today, I have no guests. Once in a while, maybe once or twice a month, I don't have a guest, and it's just me and you. Call in with the things that you want to talk about, and we like to keep it local or statewide news. That's how we do our show here, enjoyable. So anything on your mind, give a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Yesterday, the Republican Party had the presidential preference poll at the Carlson Center. I was there at it, observed it. And those people who came and participated, thank you very much. Some of you had to wait in line for a while. They had lines out the door to get in there. And congratulations to President Trump. He got in Fairbanks, in the six districts that we had, he got over 88%. And congratulations to him. Congratulations to Nikki Haley. She dropped out after, I think she, it wasn't Alaska that made her drop out, but you know, she took only Maine and lost 12 other states. So it looks like it's going to be a matchup. The Democratic caucuses are in April. We'll see if they still have that. I believe the opponent of President Biden has dropped out. But hopefully they will still do it. I must say, it's an enjoyable event when you're getting like-minded people together. It's an enjoyable event. I saw many people I knew, many people I grew up with. There was a lot of nice people there participating and wanting to. And so that's the important thing. Have a want to participate. And boy, the parking lot was full for a lot of the day and into the evening. And again, everyone who wanted to vote got to vote. If you were not a registered Republican, I'm a voting registrar, and I was re-registering people. And one person who wanted to vote just for Donald Trump and then go back to whatever he was, and I said, you can do that. What I would do is I'd give the Department of Elections about 45 days to get your registration certified, your re-registration as Republican certified, and then go back to whatever it is you want after that and go see them at the state on Cushman Street there between Cushman and Barnett on 7th Avenue. And so a good time was had by all, enjoyable, and very good participation. And I hope the Democratic Party, they do the same with their caucuses. It's a very good way to get people involved, get volunteers. And we had some candidates there that were running for different elections. You had Leslie Wien-Hajdukovic. She's running for state senate. You had Harmony Tomaszewski. She is running for the GVEA board. And then you had a table there for Nick Begich. And then you had a table there that was against the special election raising the $10 million in extra taxes. And let's look at that for a bit. Let's look at that, a want of a special election. In Sunday's paper, an opinion piece came out by Mindy O'Neill. She is a borough assembly member. And I read it and I just thought to myself, she's castigating us. She's lecturing us. And boy, so I brought in the piece and going to read a few parts of it and give my dialogue on it, my thoughts. Now, an airplane doesn't crash because of one thing. It takes multiple items for something to really come apart at the rails. And we can say that the Fairbanks North Star School Board, the school, borough, the school program has come apart at the rails. I mean, this, you got to look at it that way. Their test scores, except for charter schools, are horrible. They lead the nation in lowest, or if not the lowest. The state of Alaska, which includes the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, the per student subsidy that is paid is, if not the highest in the nation, it's number two in the nation. So we get the worst by spending the most. First thought right there. And then you look at it and you said, okay, every year they're fighting over the BSA. Well, every year the state legislature has given supplemental funding for something other than the BSA. It's one time. And so, again, this year, there was an education bill. It started out as a bill for getting internet upgraded out in rural. Now, you made it a education bill. Now, you had different opposing thoughts on this. The governor wanted a couple things. He did not want it to be a NEA bill. He said that. Don't make this an NEA bill or I'm going to veto it. Well, when it all came down to it, they made it an NEA bill. So that's looking at getting vetoed. Or it will be approved and then he will go in and cut out lots of things like he did last year. He wanted a higher dividend. They didn't do it, so he cut the amount of school funding. So he gave proper warning. Now, what were the things that he wanted that was not installed? He wanted more money for charter schools. Charter schools in Alaska are the best in the nation. So he said, let's have more charter schools, more choices, and go that direction. And also, let's give teachers bonuses. And he supplied amounts for that. And that did not end up in the bill. So, sort of like thumbing your nose at the governor, his priorities were not included. So will he, one way or another, veto or remove the priorities of other people's? That's probably what's going to happen. But going back to here, going back to our issue with education. 2 years ago, the school district, the school board, passed a contract for teachers. Now, 85% of your cost in a government is personnel. 85% of the personnel costs are teachers. So here they passed a new contract by a vote of 4-3. And the three people who voted against it, two of them were voted out the next year. But this is what they said. The three people said, you're making a choice here. We can't afford this pay increase. The choice is a pay increase for teachers, and we close schools and lose teachers and have a higher per student rate in each classroom, or don't give this much of a bonus. Don't give this much of a contract increase. Four people passed, and 2 years later, like they said, you got to close schools. Now, they're looking at closing 2-4 schools. They've closed 2 or 3 prior a few years ago. Your student population has declined significantly over the last 10 years. And that is when the school board and the school district started implementing a ideology instead of an education on its students. And teachers are told what to teach or the ideology. Parents remove kids from the classroom. Found other better ways of learning for their kids. So they lost, I'd say, about 15% of the student body population during this time frame, if not 20. And you get money for how many students you have in the room. And the Fairbanks Education Association said at the last contract, said, we're going to strike during October when you do your student count. That way it's going to be very low. All your classes will be closed unless we get what we want. Now, my first thought was, that's an unfair labor practice. Period. But again, I'm only bringing you up to speed of what has happened and what's gone on so far. But it's going to get even more interesting over the next 2 months, we'll call it. And with that, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Keep the wheels turning.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm doing the Six Roblies jingle.
Dude, no, stop doing that. Leave it to the pros.
Oh, you mean the pros at Six Roblies? Because when it comes to trailer parts and heavy truck parts, even RV parts, Six Roblies are the pros.
Well, I was talking about the singing, but yeah, sure.
Well, it does make more sense.
Six Roblies, we keep the wheels turning.
I thought I did pretty good.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue. Weather brought to you by the Woodway. Toyotomi Oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Wood way.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 23. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 3 above. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Friday through Friday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prus in the studio here. If you have anything you want to discuss, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, in the community perspective that Mindy O'Neill wrote, I'm going to start going through it. in a paragraph here, she goes, I believe it is crucial to engage in a thoughtful and truthful dialogue about the reality of our situation. Guess what? I just brought you through the reality of the situation. How we got there. What's happened. This didn't happen overnight. Decisions were made by administrators that brought us here. But guess what? They want you, the taxpayer, to bail out their mistakes. Then she says, raising the tax cap for education on property taxes are at the lowest since they've been since 1987. Are you kidding me? Take a look at your taxation on real estate. Look at your assessed values. They've gone up probably, 30% in the last 3 years. Finally, last year, they dropped the mill rate. They got all the money they could, but they dropped the mill rate. But everyone still paid more taxes in real estate because the values went up. They didn't have to charge the cap at the mill rate. So that right there is purposeful misinformation that she wrote. Then she says, it is not merely about the dollars and cents. It's a nod to consider needs of the future. Well, okay. Then Mindy says, and holding a special election for borough services is perfectly allowable under a decades-old tax cap proposition. Last voted in 2022. That's correct. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, these schools that they're closing, I'm curious, are they blowing them down and winterizing them and shutting the heat off, or are they maintaining heat in them through the winter?
The ones that they've shut down so far, they've maintained heat in the winter. They repurposed Nordale. That is now the best school. It's a borough district school for homeschooling. The Joy Elementary, that's more of a community center now. So it's used, and how they use it exactly for what purposes, I do not know. But they are still operational for real estate facilities.
I was just thinking that they're maintaining them. We could invite the legislature to come and have their sessions use one of these schools.
There you go. Great idea. I got a feeling we're going to be in competition with other locations or towns for this.
They should share the wealth.
There you go. Any other thoughts on your mind?
Nope. I was just curious if they were mothballing them or if they were maintaining them.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. If they do another round, eventually they're going to have to mothball. You know, you just can't. How many new purposes can different schools have? How many are you going to shut down? And time will tell. So great thought, great question, and we'll see. You have a great day, sir.
You too. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Anyway, as Mindy said, it's legal, a special election, and under the decades-old tax cap proposition, last voted in 2022, albeit under much different state and political landscape. What's changed in the last 18 months? We can take another phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Ginger McKee.
Hello, Ginger McKee. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderfully. If you drive up and down Chena Hot Springs Road, you will see dozens of signs posted that were made by children of our school that say, save our school. There are an enormous number of people who are confused with saving our school and this special vote the Borough Assembly has crammed down our throats again to raise our tax cap.
So far, I agree with everything you've said, yep. Ginger. Please continue.
The Borough Assembly and the school board got together in a meeting that was not recorded. It was not made public. There were no minutes taken, and they decided that they are going to be best friends. And they came up with this idea to move this vote as quickly as possible rather than waiting for the fall election. And what the assembly and the borough or the school board are telling people is that this $10 million that they hope to raise with this tax cap increase is for the schools. It's for education. It's for the poor little dumb children. It is not for that. They cannot earmark funds. This $10 million, if they get it, will go into the general account and be spent on whatever it is they feel relevant at the moment.
You're absolutely right. But here's one for you.
Okay.
Out of the $10 million, 12% goes into the KIPP. So only $8.8 million will go into the general fund.
Well, that's even funner, huh?
Exactly.
15 minutes ago, I looked up, and you can go just whatever search engine you have, just go up there and look. Basic student allowance, elementary schools nationwide. Alaska right now sits at $18,700 and change, which is the fifth highest basic student allowance in the nation. At the same time, you go to another website and you just type in the same thing, scholastic rating for elementary schools nationwide. Alaska sits at number 48 out of 51. And that 51 includes Washington, D.C.
District of Columbia, yep.
Yes. So we are paying the fifth highest child allowance for the third from the bottom stupidest kids in the nation. And somebody truly needs to explain this to people. Money is not the issue. It is simply not the issue.
Absolutely right.
And I don't know. I don't know how to make people understand this.
It's the teaching, the education ideology that's the issue here.
Books, the pornography in our public schools. At West Valley, there are books called Crank, Damsel, Fallout, Flamer, Funhouse, Glass, Perfectly Normal. That's at West Valley. That's a high school. Weller Elementary has pornography books. Tango Makes Three. Pink is for Boys. And Drama. And Ween Elementary School. My Princess Boy. Pink is for Boys. Red. Be Who You Are. Morris Micklewhite and the Tangerine Dress.
Now here, this is my personal thought on it. Those things should not be in an elementary, a junior high, or maybe even schools all in itself. That is something that the family, the parents,
exactly,
bring their kids through. That is nothing that's an ideology statement.
Exactly.
Books. And you take ideology out, put education in. And that's what they've taken education out and they've put ideology in.
Yes.
And there's our failure.
Yes. There are also just a couple more I'd like to...
Go ahead. We got about a minute and a half left before commercial.
Okay. If this is required reading in all public schools, 11th and 12th grade literature, 119 books. 26 of those 119 books are anti-white, 11 are anti-Christian, 14 are sexually explicit, 26 are anti-American, 8 are anti-men, and then there is an entire, I don't have that number, I can't find that number, the entire homosexual section just for homosexuals in our schools' libraries.
Oh, boy.
They take history books out of the library to make room for this nonsense.
Okay. Ginger, I got to go to a commercial break. I'm going to hang up on you, but feel free to call in after the break, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great day. Thank you for the phone call. And Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We're going to take a break. We have Madonna as bumper music, Lucky Star. We have some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather. And we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
She's won one state on Super Tuesday. Now, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley suspending her campaign for president.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
One of the top issues in this election, immigration. Congressional Republicans want the White House to do more to secure the southern border. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Is he going to look tomorrow night into the eyes of Lady Riley's family and every other family in America and say he's going to do everything in his power to stop this invasion?
Well, the White House says it's House Republicans who've dropped the ball in border security by blocking a bipartisan Senate bill endorsed by border agents, which would have drastically cut down on how many people are admitted across the southern border. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports that Alaska state legislators have started discussing a potential education deal to meet the governor's ultimatum issued last week over school funding. Governor Mike Dunleavy last week threatened to veto an education package that overwhelmingly passed the legislature unless lawmakers adopted some of his top education priorities. The governor said last week those priorities include teacher bonuses and measures to expand charter school access in Alaska. Under state law, the governor has until March 14th to either sign or veto the bill, or it will pass into law without his signature. On Monday, legislative leaders met with Dunleavy in Juneau for a first conversation about his education priorities, but some lawmakers left concerned that the governor may veto school funding in the budget, regardless of whether a new agreement is reached. The governor's office said Dunleavy will be in Washington, D.C. this week for a long-planned trip, but that he would be in continual contact with legislators. The House Minority Leader, Calvin Schrag, said the threat of a potential education funding veto was not resolved in Monday's meeting.
Online at
KFAR660.com. Left, 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 right, left. Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols here with Fairbanks Nissan. It's March. I cracked myself up. You need to march into Fairbanks Nissan for our pre-spring deals. This month, our world-famous tire sale is back. Buy three tires and get one for a dollar. You already know this is our best deal on new tires, so don't wait. We need to restock. We're buying cars, so come talk to Sergeant Shorty. He's our used car manager, and sell or trade your old ride today. He's not really a sergeant, but if you want to sell your old ride, he's the guy to talk to. Don't forget, brakes are just $2.99 all the time at Fairbanks Nissan, and we work on all makes and models, not just Nissans. So let's hear it again. Our best sale on tires is going on right now. Brakes are just $2.99 all the time at Fairbanks Nissan. We work on all makes and models, not just Nissans. And we're in car buying mode. So come sell or trade your car to us today. Don't get left, right, left behind. Schedule your next service or check out our new rides at lessaysyes.com. That's lessaysyes.com. Ask about our discounts for teachers, first responders, and active duty military. And a special thanks to our local educators. We're with you.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online, findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
With snow, cold temps, hanging trees, and more, it's been a busy winter for the crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company. They don't shut down because of cold and snow. And with the days getting longer, they're just getting busier. So if you find that winter has been tough on your trees, call Great Alaska Tree Company and get on the schedule now before those things leaf out in the spring. Great Alaska Tree Company can take care of it at a price you can afford. So do it now.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-4702.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. If you have anything you want to discuss, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I've been going through this community perspective by Assemblymember Mindy O'Neill in Sunday's paper. It is special election is a potential solution to a chronic problem. And we're going to take another phone call real fast. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Eve. Hello, David.
Eve, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm thanking the previous caller for everything she said. And I want to use your program and your medium to make a huge complaint to our newspaper, local newspaper. And I'm going to talk quickly about Latitude 65,
okay,
which had on the first outside page, first Friday events around town. Then we got two pages devoted to stuff inside our own town. Then we got six pages devoted to Philadelphia Theater, Taylor Swift, blah, 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 protesters, somewhere else. And I object to the newspaper via your program because I can only write one time per 2 weeks to the editor. And that's my only outlet, a letter to the editor. I object to this treatment of our local newspaper. I'm sure it has to do with money. They need money from elsewhere, I'm sure. But I reject it totally. Then what's happening in town, which also was not mentioned anywhere, and I'll do, is this 25th Bardathon, reading out loud by anybody who's interested of Shakespeare's published works. Now, that only goes for a small group of people, but the people who listen to your program, the previous one, may be interested. But when you don't know it, you don't know it. That's all I wanted to say.
Eve, I just always appreciate you calling in and your participation and what you do for Fairbanks and our community. You're an incredible Fairbanks, and I think the world of you. Thank you for calling. Thanks. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Ginger McKee again.
Hello, Ginger McKee again. How are you doing?
Good. I've learned over the last couple of years to speak quickly, but I didn't quite get it all in.
You got it. Go. Go.
The last thing that I wanted to tell and encourage people, parents, especially of school-age children in this state, is charter schools.
Yes.
Private schools.
Yes.
And best of all, homeschool your children. You have to protect your children at all costs.
Ginger, thank you for the phone call. You have a great day.
I am. Thank you.
Yep. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Well, good morning. This is Mark in care of the Alaska Freedom Council. How are we doing today, Mayor?
Good, Mark. How about yourself?
Well, pretty good. I'm enjoying the content. I wanted to remind people in the 60s, Mel and Norma Gabler, researchers out of Texas, textbook researchers, defined what the atheistic secular humanist indoctrination in the books are back then. And it is considered an official religion. It's been recognized before the high court. And so NEA and other such are in support of this transitional filth and mutilation of kids. Don't feed your kids to the beast. Get your kids out of the public school systems as soon as possible and let it die on the vine is my admonition to all grateful Alaskans.
You know, the sad part about it is the school system is doing a great job of that themselves. Just
well,
a thought.
If we're talking about the ones
of having it die on the vine, what they implement is making it die on the vine, sadly.
Yeah, we need to use our PFDs to form our own private schools, protect our resources, you know, through Eric Dominion voting, ballotings, and the ranked choice. The people are being separated from our resources, our providential land-based resources.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Mark. You have a great day. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep. Again, some good phone calls here. Great to see. Back to the special election is a potential solution to a chronic problem article by Mindy O'Neill. And it says, this antiquated scheme, she calls a tax cap an antiquated scheme, has been imposed upon the borough as a way of keeping spending restrained, insinuating the intent and inherent excessive government spending by those who run government. Well, Mindy, you're being truthful there, but it's not a antiquated scheme. It's a great program because it allows for growth of spending that follows economic growth. And we don't have the CPI index here, but it allows for the CPI index of Anchorage, and that went up 1.8% last year and 6% the year before that. And it also allows for new construction, new things like that. So it adds growth to it. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, it's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, a couple things. One, this is a huge state, and we have kids out in the villages. That counts on the education level, too, when we get scored. So you can't lump the whole borough into that. Do I agree that the school system is having some issues? Absolutely. I don't agree with the school system.
Everyone agrees with what you just said. Everyone.
Okay. The next thing is we have some very, very intelligent kids in this community.
Yes, we do.
I work with them daily. We have parents that go way, way overboard trying to get involved and take care of it. However, we also have parents that don't do anything to help their kids. They can't take the time for that for nothing. But one of the things I feel, you know, everybody's complaining about the kids and the school system and such. You want to change the school system? Get involved.
Exactly.
Get involved, shut your mouth, and back away.
Or support those that are trying to do something favorable for the system.
Yeah, but what I mean is parents need to go to these meetings.
Yeah.
Your kids in school go to the meeting, all the parents. What happens is only the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and they get their way. Well, my daughter doesn't feel she's a girl anymore. Boom. Because there's no opposition to that. She gets to get her way.
Yeah.
And you think I'm crazy, but I've seen it because I work in it. And once again, these kids are really, honestly, great kids. You would be amazed on the talent that we see daily with these kids.
Oh yeah, I believe you. I've seen it. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
And
but sometimes you have to unleash that talent in a good way, versus give it a political ideology.
I am totally in agreement with 90% of what everybody's saying. 90%.
Yeah.
What I'm not is when it's negative towards the kids.
Yeah, nothing negative towards the kids. Exactly. You're absolutely right. Rick, I'm going to let you go, buddy. You take care. Good talking to you.
Yep. Bye.
Yep. Anyway, so the antiquated scheme gives sideboards for growth, good growth. Now, anyway. But she also says inherent excessive government spending by those who run the government. Its intent is restraint. Yes, it is. It gives you a budget. It gives you a predictable budget. Because if you don't have constraints, you're going to have too much taxation. Simple as that. Then she says, many communities around the state adopt the same types of local tax restraints, only to repeal them after they realize they couldn't afford to provide the services in their community needed and expected. Wrong. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, Mark. I wanted to also mention it was nice to see Dennis Preggers get together there at the Fountainhead.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed that.
I almost thought I heard our 90-10 mentioned.
I'd love to see that mentioned. Boy, but he was on a national basis.
Are you going to propose expansion of the city of Barrow? Maybe we can get rid of this fraudulent borough.
There you go. Mark, thank you very much. You take care,
buddy.
You're
welcome. God bless.
God bless. Okay. Anyway, I don't think maybe a community has dropped the tax cap, but the vast majority that have implemented it have never, and we keep, it's only a two-year compact. Every 2 years, we do this again. Every 2 years. Anyway. Then Mindy goes on to say, even still, taxes around the state continue to be notorious low. The difference now is that communities without tax caps have been nimble to respond to economic job-producing jobs, schools, medical services, recreation of public transportation, while the Fairbanks North Star Borough has lost population and reduced and reduced and reduced its services. No, we've maintained the same population. The city of Fairbanks has grown in population, even though we can't grow in size. The city of the Fairbanks North Star Borough has expanded its services and expanded and expanded. The city of Fairbanks, with a tax cap, has expanded its services, expanded its personnel. We have more firefighters than we ever have. We look at that. We look at different things to do it right. The city of Fairbanks is expanding its services because it needs to, and we come under our tax cap correctly, and we have a reserve, a good reserve every year to give new collective bargaining agreements out or have expenses that come up that we did not anticipate. And every year, and we put more money into our capital fund for equipment, road construction, road maintenance, things like that. So, boy, why you would say such a thing, insinuate such a thing? You're fanning the flames of fear, Mindy. That's what you're doing. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Show everyone your love for ice fishing. Enter the Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. You can win a $50 gift card every Monday. It's easy. Just upload your favorite ice fishing photo to their Facebook page. Rods to tackle, augers to the right winter clothes. Frontier Outfitters has everything you need. You love to fish. A little bit of ice won't stand in your way. Upload your photos to Facebook by April 14th. Enter Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off China Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 23. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow, lows level off around 3 above. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Friday through Friday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Going back to the article, another paragraph here says, it seems like Fairbanks' battle cry is desperate plea at all costs to avoid raising taxes. No, it's we give you the opportunity to raise taxes every year. within the tax cap that's been given you. And therefore, you have the opportunity to set your priorities, fund what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, balance your books. You're given that opportunity every year. Then she goes on to say, last year, the tax rates were cut too deep to support sustainable funding for local education at historic and still underfunded levels without reductions to other borough services. This mindset has set us back many decades as we've been allowing a questionably legal tax cap to thwart our dreams. Everything about that paragraph just, well, sadly, makes me laugh because it's not accurate. And it's not questionably legal. If it's ever questionably legal, it would have been questioned, brought into court, adjudicated. But it's brought up and elected every 2 years. And guess what? You want to have a election on May 7th, a special election, mind you, when you're going to have another election on this, no matter what, that first Tuesday in October. What, 6 months later, 5 months later? Look at what you're doing. Okay. So let's be clear and truthful about what we were voting on. Okay, well, yeah, let's. We're voting to prioritize schools that are bright, updated, and safe. No, no, and no. They're not updated. You have great students in there. We're voting for educators who are well-paid and supported in their classrooms and in their jobs. Yes, they're well-paid. And the reason why you're closing schools is because of choices made. Of clear choices made, and it was known, and it was said. With this sort of pay increase, you're shutting down schools. And it was a 4-3 vote to make the pay increase and shut down schools. So, that she says, we are voting for providing an environment of success inside and outside of schools. We're voting for a marginal tax increase on marijuana, alcohol, tobacco, property, and bed taxes to solve a problem that was created by our own state legislature and our governor. No, this is created by your budgets of the Fairbanks North Star School District. Their budgets. Their decisions brought you here. It's not the state legislature. Every year they give you money. Every year. But do they give you enough for the decisions that were made by the school district? How many times are they going to save them? Now, you want to have a special election. Now, this is what y'all did in like a 10-day period. This was funny at the borough and the school district. You're gonna have a special election to raise $10 million, and you go out and find $12.5 million you didn't know you had, and you go out and you say we are going to pass a construction project for animal facilities for $33 million, and it only increases the amount of animals that can have services by 3. And even today's opinion page took that to task. So you've made some really bad decisions. And now what you're doing is you're putting puppies versus pupils. You know, you have to have your priorities correct here. Do you want to have a $33 million animal shelter? Boy. Anyway, that's all of the article I'm going to read for you. But when I read this on Sunday, it's like, you're giving me a lecture without the real facts, without the real backstory, without how we got here. So I thought I'd tell you how we got here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Don, how are you today?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was listening. I'm impressed with the way you laid a lot of this out, but I wanted to bring up something
when we saw this, we looked it up. Did you realize that there are more admins than teachers now?
I couldn't hear you. We have more what?
More people working admins than teachers now?
I don't know that, but okay.
I looked it up. So I remember my mom was a teacher at Nordial, and they had 5 admins. And what was it, 20 classrooms, something like that at the time.
Boy.
So the ratio was, what, 1/4? Now we have twice as many, not twice as many, we have more admin than teachers. 900-something to whatever, 600.
If what you say is correct, and I'm not doubting it, they've changed the ideology away from teaching.
Well, then I suggest that we have a movement where we bring it back to teaching.
That's exactly right. I got to take another phone call. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great day.
Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, it's Craig, Dave. How are you?
Good, Craig. How about yourself?
Good. Yeah, I just listened to your show, and it just reminds me, every time I hear this kind of conversation, it reminds me of Margaret Thatcher's famous quote about socialism, and the problem with it is that eventually you run out of other people's money.
Yes.
We're going to spend $33 million on dogs and cats. We're going to spend, they're talking about, trying to put $20 million in for this bogus long trail that's supposed to, you know, people, these blue hairs are going to get off the boat in Seward and walk 500 miles to Fairbanks. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you're basically you're putting out bear food.
yeah, exactly right. Slow moving bear food.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know, some of these projects, and we're watching every year, no development, no new roads, nothing, but we're spending money we don't have on stuff we really don't need. So until we get our act together, I mean. I'm a business owner. I'm really concerned about 3 years from now, 2 and 3 years from now. I really foresee, I mean, there's energy issues, there's everything else, but we got a spending problem. We got to fix that.
You know, yesterday I went into the finance department and I asked our CFO, I need projections. You know, I'm for the next 3 years, where we're at in our revenue versus our expenses. You know, I have a good understanding where it's at, but I want updates. You know, I'm looking at doing this. I'm looking at this so I know. And before you start spending, you better know what your revenue is and can it cover it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And again, no matter how much revenue we get, we'll always spend it.
Because exactly.
The legislature works. There's no fiscal responsibility. You know, it's just, it's insane. And again, the $33 million to spade neuter puppies and whatever. I mean, that's wonderful. That's a great.
Here's my thought. If I was the mayor, this is what I'd do. I would look and say, okay, we have $33 million cost here. If we take, say, $30 million of this and put it into a bank account and get 5% interest, that's $1.5 million a year of interest. What can we do? What services can we hire out for this at different veterinary clinics? And just use our animal shelter as like the control of bringing the services to the other animal shelters. I mean, to the vet centers. That's my thought.
And they ruined the number one recreational sport, the shooting range. They screwed that up. They didn't have public input, and they're spending $33 million on puppies. I was so disappointed with the entire administration over there and what's happened. I'm about it.
But, yep, buddy, we got to go. I got to say goodbye to you. You have a great day, and I'll see you next, Wednesday, Tuesday? Next Tuesday. I'll see you then, sir.
Yep, sounds good.
Bye. Fairbanks, that's our show for today. I will see you on Friday.